In case I make a mistake, I'll just...
Right. We're here. This is the Pearson Diversity Summer Internship Program. This is our first live interview. It's very, very exciting. But we're here with somebody who is young, dynamic, exciting, the kind of people we'd like to see on the Pearson Diversity Summer Internship Program. And I'm just going to give him a minute to introduce himself, and then we're going to kick off with some questions.
So my name is Latif Arolo. I'm a second year economics student at the Center in African Studies, and I'm also the president of the African Caribbean Society for 2011 to 2012.
Oh, cool. So I guess the first question I wanted to know is, what have you achieved this year as the ACS? What have you guys achieved?
Okay, great. We've done a whole diverse range of events. Probably the most notables are during Freshers Week, we've done a poetry night where we had prominent poets come in, such as Kemi Taiwo and Dele Osunsami. We've also done an event with another University of London society where we had prominent economist Hadrian Chang come in to talk about Africa's development for the future. And we've also done a recent event where we've done a Christmas dinner on behalf of SOAS, where we had artists such as Bumi Thomas come in and perform.
Wow. Okay, it sounds like you guys have been doing a lot. So what have you been doing in terms of careers and getting your members ready for that?
In terms of careers, basically we've had different organizations come into SOAS, specifically for the SOAS ACS. So we've had groups such as SEO come in, such as Rare come in, and also we had Pearson Diversity Internship people come in as well, just to discuss about the careers that the people within the society can get into, give them an insight into what they do, and things along those lines.
Okay, that sounds great. So are you personally, you're aware of the internship, obviously. Are you going to be applying for that when you graduate?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I have quite an interest in publishing. I've actually had a previous internship in publishing before with a startup, so it's good to continue there and see how it goes from there.
Okay, that sounds great. And if I was going to ask you about your university achievements, what would you say, what are you proudest of achieving in university so far?
That's an interesting one. I think the biggest achievement I've had is probably becoming the student ambassador for my university. So this is where we get the opportunity to go to different schools and try and encourage younger students to apply to university, regardless of the current situation now. But also within that, I've also been given the opportunity to do my own introductory economics courses for second